Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Hey everyone, just a quick heads up here about our Leveling Up Founders community, which is a private invite-only network of people at the top of their game in business, content, and media. Past guests have included people such as Alex and Layla Hormozi, Chris Doe, Vanessa Lau, Cody Sanchez, and much, much more. You can go to live.levelingup.com to apply and learn more, and we'll see you over there. Today, we are going to talk about seven split tests that you won't regret running.
So split test number one, add PayPal as a checkout option. Typically, you'll get an 18% increase in sales. I'm not the only one who saw that. Twitch and the list goes on and on of companies that did this before me that saw a massive increase in sales as well. Should be somewhere around 18% lift by adding it as a payment option. Doesn't mean you should remove your existing options. Just add PayPal as another option.
I'm going to cheat. Number two, you can add Apple Pay and you could add Shop Pay as well because it makes it a lot easier. I've bought things on the plane and shopping has become way easier and this around the same 18% lift.
Number three, two-step checkout instead of one-step checkout. We're not an Amazon. You're not an Amazon. We don't have the brand power that most of these guys do. Typically collecting name, email, first step, and then the rest on the second step. What you'll find is you can market to them and then increase how many people decrease how many people are abandoning your cart.
All right. Number four, this is popularized from Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels, but adding an order form bump. So when people buy something, you can add another quick upsell over there and usually could be anywhere from like a 20 to 50% increase. And it can also increase your cart value as well.
Order bumps is actually closer to like 4 or 5% increase in revenue. The upsells, downsells could be 30%.
I wasn't saying the revenue, but yeah, that's a good clarification. Go ahead.
Order bump 5 or 6%. The next test is upsells, kind of like an order bump, but focus on speed and automation. So any upsell that provides the results with less work or provides it in an automated way, typically you can get up to 50% people to take you up on those offers. I have two of them. And literally, it needs to be speed and automation. If people don't take you up on that, offer payment plans.
All right. Number six, personalization. So if you personalize, that can increase your conversion rates as well. So what are the top personalization tools out there? Do you remember?
Optimizely is one of them.
That's more like a personalization tool now?
Personalization engine. They shifted from A/B testing.
There you go. All right. Number seven is you.
All right. Number seven. So last but not least, what I want you to do is survey your happiest customers, figure out why they're happy, take that text, the wording, consider plugging it into your headlines and running an A/B test with your copy. Usually you can get a nice like 8 to 13-14% lift in conversions. Copy makes a huge impact, but the key is you got to get more people to understand the solution that you're providing and why it's solving their problems and it's great and you should use it. And the best way to do that is figure out why people are happy with you and try to use that within your text.
All right. So you got the qualitative, you got the quantitative stuff. That is it for today. Please go to marketingschool.io/jobs to apply for a job, whether it's through Neil's company or my company. You can also list a job there. You can also apply for a job there. It is free and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.